Normally about this time of the show when Mick is hosting, I sort of come in here forcefully and we talk a bit of sport. But this afternoon I'm already hosting, so I've got Stephen in. Now, you may have heard Stephen a little earlier. He was... you had a chat with... Who did you...
Osama Sami.
Oh, I should turn your mic on. Sorry, who was
Osama,
it?
I was talking to Osama Sami.
You were? It was a very interesting interview about his...
Ali's wedding, and I certainly hope people go out and see. Support Australian film.
Yes.
So I'm going to be the surrogate sports presenter today. So unfortunately, we're just not going to be able to rely always on your expertise.
But, exactly. And expertise, you said, in...
Inverted commas.
Yes, definitely.
But, I mean, there's some breaking news for all those people out there. There's been a big boil over in the cricket where Bangladesh has just defeated Australia. Oh, gee, I actually even got that chord wrong. Gee, it's a bit wild. Back to the piano lessons, I'm afraid.
Yes.
But so, yes, another spectacular batting collapse by the Australian cricket team.
Yeah, now, so that didn't... I think really our highest score in the first innings was Matt Renshaw, who... having some mic problems.
And Matt Renshaw, and in the second innings, basically, if it wasn't for David Warner, it would have been even more embarrassing. He got a century. Australia was 2 for 150, and they successfully collapsed to 244 in yet another. And it's great for, fantastic for Bangladesh. I mean, it's...
Yeah, definitely. We're sort of, what are we now? I think we're second in the world in Test cricket. Second or first? I can't remember.
So another upset for Bangladesh. They defeated New Zealand recently.
Yeah.
And we this time Bangladesh, we didn't have Jason Gillespie to get the double century to save us. So if we had Jason Gillespie, we should have brought him out from the, you know. Yeah, I know Jason might be getting on, but I'm sure he's going to come out and got another double century.
What is Jason Gillespie doing now, actually? I think he's, coaching?
I think he's in coaching, yeah.
Yeah, I think he actually is part of the Australian team as a coach, mm-hmm. So... Pat up, mate, if you're ready.
Yes, because we're doing pretty good in the batting collapse stakes, yes.
Other than cricket, soccer's...
So the big game on Thursday night, we've got the Socceroos' very pivotal World Cup qualifier against Japan. That's over in Japan at about 8 o'clock on Thursday night. This is really going to be a pivotal match. Certainly got everyone nervous. I think as a Socceroos fan, I just get all those paranoid aspects from... Do you remember the Iran match where we were leading 2-0 and...
Yeah.
And then in the last few minutes, it all slipped away. It's just one of those sort of dreaded nightmares. So, I mean, the Socceroos seem to be in a solid enough position to qualify, but, you know...
Well, I think a win over Japan tomorrow night...
A win or a draw should be good enough. A win, because... And they got Thailand, and you would expect the Socceroos to be able to defeat Thailand on the Tuesday.
Yeah.
But we actually drew with Thailand in the last match, so it takes the pressure off, because Japan and Saudi Arabia are the other two teams in the group that can go through.
Yes. Now, so, I think this morning, our time, UAE beat Saudi Arabia in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, did us a big favour there. So,
exactly. Yes. So, yeah, a win or a draw for us tomorrow night will pretty much set us in stone to qualify.
So we'd have to rely on the Thailand. I mean, there's always that nerve-wracking thing of, if you finish third in the group, you end up in a playoff. And at the moment, that would be one of the CONCACAF groups, which is North America. So that would either be United States or Panama. And it just all gets all nervous and sweaty.
Yeah.
And we can all remember the nightmare of losing to Iran. And we can remember the time before losing to Uruguay in the playoff. There was a time when it seemed like Australia was never going to qualify for a World Cup. So, yeah, it's going to be a really interesting game. Some of the Socceroos are in pretty fine form, particularly the midfield. Tommy Rogic is doing really well at Celtic. Matthew Leckie's been banging in the goals. His new club at Hertha Berlin in Germany. The thing I'm worried about, I'm a bit nervous about the defence. Trent Sainsbury's coming back from a groin injury. Mm-hmm. We don't know how fit he is, so he hasn't been playing. So there's this bit of a nervousness about the back four. They led in a few easy. I mean, they played really well at the Confederations Cup a couple of weeks back, but they did let in a few easy goals, and in a game like soccer, it all comes down to one or two concentration slips can be the difference between heading to Russia and having a free winter for us.
Yeah. In your opinion, has Ange picked a good side for Thursday?
Well, yeah, he's got pretty much his full strength squad, as does Japan. And I've got to say, I'm always been a fan of this Japanese team. They've got a lot of quality players. Shinji Kagawa. They've also got Kawasaki Honda. They're always coached by Brazilians, so they kind of play with a bit of Brazilian flair. So it'll be a tough game.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling, particularly now that we only need a draw. We might sit back a little bit and, you know, try and nick him. But we've got a really good midfield. Have we got the finisher that, you know, we had, you know, previously with Mark Viduka? Before that, we had a much better than. We had a much more reliable defence when we had Lucas Neal, Craig Moore. So those are the two things I worry about, is just have they... But they've certainly got some real quality in the midfield. And I think, you know, I mean, we've seen what Aaron Moy is, you know, taking to the Premier League in his first season. And he's actually a Carlingford boy like me, so he should play for the Carlingford Redbacks. So there you go. He went on to much bigger things than I did.
Well, time will tell. Any other sporting news you've got for us?
Well, just England... English Premier League sort of just been kicking off. Leading at the moment is Manchester United on 9 points. Mourinho is starting to work his magic. He's, you know, he's won the title already with Chelsea on two occasions. He's also won the title with Real Madrid. You know, he's a well known. He's the super coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yes, he's starting to do his rebuilding in Manchester United. I'm not sure that they've yet got the complete item. I still think Manchester City and Chelsea are probably the favourites. My beloved Liverpool are only 2 points behind, so they've had a good season, even though it does look like there's still a possibility that one of their best players could get nicked by Barcelona as they replace Neymar, who for a mere $250 million went moved across from Barcelona to Paris Saint-Germain. I mean, just a bit of petty change.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean, you know, it's the kind of thing I drop into, you know, Busker's, you know, hat all the time, you know, $250 million.
Yeah, it is a ridiculous amount just to play football.
To kick around football, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, what it was double the original or the last highest transfer fee, yeah.
So he had this like ridiculous buyout clause that which no one thought anyone ever like pay for. So you know, when they signed him from Brazil, they said, "Oh, we'll put this ridiculous buyout clause that, you know, no club will be able to afford." But of course. You know, when you've got a Qatari billionaire that's funding your club, well,
yeah,
you can actually
afford
that.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, all these other things, you know, third world poverty and, you know, all these other things that money could go towards. I mean, no, we've got to pay Neymar.
Yeah, exactly.
$250 million.
Yeah. Anything else, Stephen? That's all you got for us.
That's mainly it. I mean, there's the semi-finals coming up in the rugby league, so that's certainly going
to
be...
Well, yeah, I think we'll definitely have to talk about that next week.
So next week.
Yeah, it's the last week this week of the regular round, and then it's still very tight. There's
it's still who's going to finish in the eight, isn't it?
Yeah, like, so there's
St. George or
four teams fighting out for three spots.
Yeah,
and you know, two of these teams play each other. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much in their own hands. Whoever wants to win will make the finals, and it's pretty much that simple, really. Mm-hmm. That's what it comes down to. Stephen, thank you so much for coming in and knowing way more about sport than I do. You're really showing me up, and also more about piano than I do. I really appreciate it.